You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my last guest, you guessed it, City Manager Rory Watt. Hello.
Hi, Shelley. Happy to be on. You can choose to, we can talk about the health mandates and the governor's moves on opening up the economy. We can talk about the budget, and I can get out my crystal ball. Or we can talk about the joke of the day. What do you want to talk about?
Joke of the day, which I hadn't heard yet.
Oh, you haven't heard yet? Well, we had so many calls that the line was getting overwhelmed, but I can tell you the joke if you like.
Yes, please do.
A group of crows were arrested for hanging out together. The charge? Attempted murder.
A murder of crows. I get it.
We gotta keep people laughing a little bit. So the joke line was something that our information office came up with, and they recognized that everybody needs a little cheering up. So they used an unused phone line, and they have volunteers recording the joke of the day as just a little bit of community mental health effort.
I would like to take a moment to recognize a listener who handwrote me a card suggesting that we do this very thing on Juno Afternoon, the Juno Afternoon joke of the day. I would pass it along to my producer, but it sounds like you at the city have already beaten us to it. So I'm glad that there is a joke line. I think it's awesome. I've seen a lot of buzz about it and heard a lot about it. What's the phone number?
586-0428.
New joke every day by 10 a.m., right?
By 10 a.m., yep. Our volunteers putting new jokes on there for you to brighten your day.
Well, I love it, and thank you. And please pass along my thanks to everyone who's working on that.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
All right, so it sounds like... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we should talk about the health mandate. So we're still waiting for the state to put details out on what the governor announced last night, which is that some businesses can start opening as soon as tomorrow, including restaurants and hair and nail salons.
I thought it was Friday. Is it tomorrow?
Oh, gosh, I've missed the day of the week. You're right. It's Friday.
Okay, it's okay. It's happened to me a bunch. No, I understand.
Yeah, so we're waiting to see the details on that. I think in Juneau, it's unclear what that may mean. So a restaurant with 25% capacity and only tables of family members, I think there's a good chance that that's not enough business for a restaurant to make it. Getting your hair cut, we all want to do that, but also... barbers and hairstylists are in pretty close proximity to their clients, and I think we have to pay pretty close attention to what the protocol is going to be. So I'm interested in that. It was a curious one for the governor to single out in this first phase.
Right. Well, I guess we will wait and see and maybe learn some more tomorrow before it actually goes into effect on Friday. I heard there's a new case in Juneau today.
We have another case, so I think we're up to 27, and then I think we're at 18 people who have recovered. We've just started to start talking about them as people instead of cases. I think that's a better thing to do. So 27
Sure.
people in Juneau have gotten the virus, and 18 people have recovered. Dr. Zink has been focusing on the active numbers of people. It looks like that number in Juneau and statewide is not rising, so that's a good thing.
And I suppose that's why they're talking about reopening, since the curve is just dropping lower and lower.
Yeah, so what Dr. Zink has been saying is that if you go to the state page and you look at their statistics, she's been saying it's not the total number of cases, but the types of cases. And they're color-coded, and it's the community spread that everybody's interested in. Those cases where you don't know how people got infected. And she also started to referring to groups as pockets of cases, and she called the cases out at the Lemon Creek Jail a pocket, which I think is going to be her way of describing little micro hotspots that pop up. And pockets may or may not be indicative of, growth in overall cases.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Roy, we're just about out of time today, so maybe you can save your crystal ball musings for our host, for tomorrow's host. But thank you so much for the updates on the new person in Juno, the joke line, and thoughts about reopening. And I just hope you have a great rest of your afternoon.
And you as well, Shelley. Thanks for having me on.
Mm-hmm. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.